The Springfield City Council, by a 7-6 vote Monday, approved the new tax rates that councilors said sent a message that the city is business-friendly while still affording homeowners a small savings. The tax bill for the average single-family home in Springfield will go down by $11 next year, according to the city's Board of Assessors. The tax rate for residential property was set at $19.67 per $1,000 valuation, a decrease of 4 cents, while the commercial property tax rate was reduced by 27 cents to $38.77 per $1,000 valuation. City Council President Mike Fenton called it great news for all city taxpayers.
The council has worked really diligently over the course of the last 5 years to make sure that we're right-sizing government.
The new property tax rates approved by the City Council are identical to what was recommended in a position paper issued by the Springfield Chamber of Commerce, which represents 500 business owners in the city. Chamber Executive Director Jeff Schifrida said he was pleased with the vote.
I think they did hear that it's an economic development vote, and it sends a signal to the business community that they're important to creating jobs, are important to the future of the city.
The new rates maintain the same gap as this year between the residential and business property owners' shares of the total tax levy. Commercial property accounts for 27% of the city's total assessed valuation, but the owners of that property pay 42% of the total property taxes the city collects.
And we think that the load right now is as big as it ought to be, and we ought to be removing a little of that.
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno had recommended the city council approve tax rates that would have meant a 10-cent rate reduction for homeowners and an 11-cent decrease in the tax rate for businesses. City Council Finance Committee Chairman Tim Rook, who made the motion for the tax rates that were approved, said under the mayor's proposal, 58% of single-family homes would have a lower tax bill versus 55% as a result of the rates that have been adopted.
They're minuscule differences, but the message is that we will work with the businesses. I'd rather have a resident working than sitting in his house.
City Councilor Tom Ash, who voted against the tax rates, said he was mindful of the impact on senior citizens and others on fixed incomes.
The gap isn't overwhelming. It's not a huge number, not a big difference, but it did provide relief to that many more residents, and that would have been my preference.
Councilors held 3 sparsely attended public hearings leading up to Monday night's vote to set the tax rates. Richard Allen, the city's chief assessor, said the new rates had to be set to keep a tight schedule to mail tax bills by the end of the month.
I have to emphasize that it's extremely important that we stay on schedule for tax billing.
The total assessed value of taxable property in Springfield is $7.045 billion, slightly higher than last year, still well below the record $7.8 billion in 2008. Property values in Springfield plunged after the Great Recession as the city endured one of the highest foreclosure rates in the state. The city is looking to collect $176 million in property taxes next year, an increase of just over $3 million from this year. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.